Hello and welcome to the Monday, September 23rd, 2013 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Friday, we took the somewhat unusual step to raise our Infocon to yellow. The reason was CVE 2013-3893, or if this number doesn't say anything to you, that's the Internet Explorer vulnerability that has been discussed by Microsoft last week. Now, Microsoft released a fix-it. This fix-it only applies to the 32-bit version of Internet Explorer. The 64-bit version is vulnerable as well, and your probably best version here is to deploy EMMET, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit, version 4.0. What triggered kind of our decision in part was also that we do see more indications that this particular exploit has been deployed in various exploit scenarios. FireEye is reporting about one particular more targeted attacks, but there are no more details available about the exploit. Also, interestingly, VirusTotal has seen a version of this exploit as early as August 29th, so that's about a month ago. On the mitigation side, there is now an emerging threat snort signature for this exploit, so that may also be something that you would like to deploy. If you see anything in the wild, if you capture any exploits using the snort signature or any other indication that this particular vulnerability is on its way out to the masses, please let us know. And the Chaos Computer Club in Germany did report that they managed to fool the iPhone 5S fingerprint scanner using a copy of a fingerprint. Now, the procedure wasn't super straightforward. One of the things they discovered was that due to the high resolution of the fingerprint scanner in the iPhone 5S, you need a pretty high quality of the fingerprint. So some initial tests failed, but essentially what they ended up doing then was scan a high resolution copy of the fingerprint. I think they used 2400 DPI, then print this fingerprint on a transparency on plastic using raised ink, and then in a third step actually make a mold of the fingerprint using this raised ink printout as a template. Doing all of this then allowed them to actually bypass the fingerprint sensor. So you do need a high resolution 3D copy of the fingerprint, but you do not have to actually then emulate the body temperature or the pulsing of blood veins. That's sometimes used to make sure that there is an actual real finger presented to the scanner. And another follow-up item, I think it was 2 weeks ago that I talked about how on the MIPS platform, Linux produced bad random numbers because the getCycles API call does not return the actual number of CPU cycles that passed. Instead, it always returns zero. Turns out there is now a patch available for this and it has been submitted to the Linux kernel. Of course, it may take a little while for this to show up in actual distributions. And technology magazine CT is giving some insight into a recent router botnet. Now, this particular botnet used an older vulnerability in the DDWRT firmware that's frequently installed on Linksys routers to then break into the router and load a rogue firmware. As is reported in this article, the main focus of this firmware apparently was stealing credentials. It also installs a number of sniffing tools to facilitate this and then uploads the data to an FTP server. CT gained access to this FTP server and found files from thousands of compromised routers, some of them, for example, from law offices that were compromised, and including some bakery chains, and the compromised data in this case did also include footage from surveillance cameras. Law enforcement is investigating at this point and trying to identify as many of the victims as possible based on the thousands of IP addresses available. At this point, according to the article, about 30 different companies were identified and contacted. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. Please send us any sightings of the Internet Explorer vulnerability, and talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, bye.